Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Experiments are scheduled through the end of the month at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, facility. It's the first time science is being conducted at the Ionospheric Research Station in Gakona since the University of Alaska Fairbanks took it over from the Air Force in 2015. The UAF Geophysical Institute has spent the last 2 years overhauling generators, antenna, and other equipment used to stimulate the electrically charged area of the upper atmosphere. GI spokeswoman Sue Mitchell highlights two of the projects that are part of the upcoming federally funded research at HARP.
One of the projects will create an artificial aurora. It will not be visible by the naked eye, but should be able to pick it up with cameras. And then they're testing the feasibility of using HARP to do some over-the-horizon radar applications. Take a look at the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean, perhaps by bouncing transmissions off of the ionosphere.
Mitchell says HARP is being operated on a pay-as-you-go basis, similar to the Poker Flat rocket launch facility it runs for NASA. She says HARP is expected to be online for a total of less than a day during this first run of projects, noting it's costly to operate.
It runs about $5,000 an hour. The generators are very expensive. They take a lot of fuel.
The generators energize HARP's 3.6-megawatt transmitter, beaming signals through 180 antenna into the atmosphere, 50 to 600 miles above the Earth's surface. Mitchell says the public can track what's going on through HARP's Facebook page. Agencies funding this month's research projects include the National Science Foundation, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, and the Naval Research Laboratory. University of Alaska Fairbanks-based researchers are among those involved in the projects. About 200 paratroopers from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson will drop into Dead Horse tomorrow as part of a joint Army-Air Force rapid deployment exercise that will include Stryker Brigade soldiers and equipment from Fort Wainwright. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The exercise is called Spartan Pegasus, and it's intended to demonstrate the ability of paratroopers and Strykers to deploy quickly to and operate in the Arctic.
It's all about demonstrating this capability to move and not just survive executing an airborne operation in the Arctic or high-altitude environment, but really thrive in the extreme cold.
Lieutenant Colonel Ethan Diven commands the Army's 1st Squadron 40th Cavalry Regiment Airborne out of J-Bear. That'll be sending the paratroopers to Dead Horse. He says the exercise is the third in a series conducted over the past 14 months, and he says this one calls for a more rapid deployment using Air Force transports and Chinook helicopters out of Wainwright.
The paratroopers and heavy equipment will move in aircraft, both C-130 and C-17, from J-Bear. And then the Strykers that are up at Wainwright will move via some C-17s and make their way out to Dead Horse. And then the CH-47s, the Chinooks, will fly from Fort Wainwright.
The units will all converge at the site 500 miles north of Fairbanks, where they'll carry out what Diven describes as an unusual mission, that is, recovering a downed satellite.
We are going to conduct that airborne insertion. We're the closest unit, and it's the fastest way to get us there to secure it and then, you know, recover it.
Diven says that part of the exercise is a bit out of the ordinary because it calls for the military to respond to a request from a civilian federal agency. A U.S. Army Alaska spokesman says the scenario doesn't identify what kind of satellite would be recovered. Diven says the Army uses Dead Horse for the training because it's north of the Arctic Circle and is consistently cold enough to test soldiers and equipment. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.